So Yates is in for Mason today. Did you get rejected by Mrs. Met for a high five?
Bro,
is that what I'm hearing?
So we're walking through the MLB play ball experience.
This is at the All-Star game?
Every mascot is there on the floor. It's at the convention center, sort of like when the Super Bowl was here. They had Media Row there. So there's all sorts of installations. There's all sorts of presentations. And I'm like, all right, there's a couple mascots. Sure, I'll engage. Quinn was there doing social and stuff. Miss Matt walks right by me. I got the hand in the air. Just
nothing.
Cold stones me.
Damn.
Just kept it moving. I was like, wow. I didn't even know that was allowed. You know what I'm saying? For mascots to ignore people. And it wasn't like there were a million people there.
I was going to say, did he just maybe not? Was it Mr. or Mrs.?
It was Mrs. Matt.
Mrs.
And Matt. I went for the high five.
Did Mr. Matt shine you too?
No. No. He was on the side. He was on like the other side. Well, and so it was.
I will
awkward.
Say this. When I was at UCLA, I was really good friends with the girl that played Josephine Bruin.
Okay.
And so I was over at her house all the time, and I tried that head-on once. Your peripheral vision in that thing is not
limited.
Very good.
Very limited.
So there's a chance that Mrs. Met walked by you, and never saw you.
Possible.
Or there's a chance that she just hates your guts.
Does not a fan of the handsome man community.
She does not like the cut of your jib.
It's entirely possible that I just didn't make the cut.
I love the two. One is... she probably didn't see you, or she hates your guts.
Right.
Really only two options.
Yeah, Travis's is more fun. The conspiracy theory is more fun to run with a little bit.
There's a fun picture of Mr. Met at one of the spring training facilities where he's not wearing a Met uniform. He's wearing, like, shorts and a T-shirt. And I'm like, oh, my God, no.
Just the head?
Yeah, it's like the head and a T-shirt. Like, Mr. Met in a non-Mets uniform? Weird.
Well, you know, if you're hired at Disneyland to be one of the characters, there are very... strict rules as to what you can do and when you can be seen. Matter of fact, I have a friend of mine that I don't even know if I can say his name, so I won't. But he's one of two people authorized to play Darth Vader.
Yeah.
He's a former...
at Disneyland?
No, period.
Oh,
Lucasfilm. So he's a former college basketball player, played at LMU. He's 6'7".
I've heard this story before.
Okay, yeah. And so he... when he puts the Vader costume on, he is not allowed to speak. He has to follow a very straight set of guidelines of what he can do and what he can't do. He has to take the costume off in a private dressing room that needs to be provided by whoever is doing it. And if he violates those rules, he's done. And my guy's a rule follower, so he never has. And there's only he can't loan the costume. Like, if you wanted to borrow it, Trav, to go to a Halloween party.
So this is like the ones they use in the movie, that quality.
Yeah. No, it's literally from Lucasfilm.
Okay.
And he gets, so if the Dodger Stadium has Star Wars night.
Right.
They call my buddy, and he comes and plays Vader. And he tells me
what,
all the,
if he doesn't have to say anything, what is he just kind of wave the lightsaber around?
Yeah, and
like,
he's
what
got a, I think he has the sound that Vader used to make, the
breathing. Sure,
yeah, he's got that. And but that's it. He's not allowed to like do an interview. Like, you can't say
any force choke.
Hey, Vader,
somebody, go over there.
He can't be force throwing people all over the left.
Nope,
the left load section.
No, he cannot.
But he doesn't get a beer.
Okay. I think it's. I think the wording is he's not allowed to be hostile.
Yeah, I find your lack of faith disturbing. You up against the wall.
Right.
Gotta go.
And he makes a pretty good chunk of change doing it, but he says the rules are very, very specific.
Why so tight? I know that Darth Vader's like 6'7".
No. Alan, if he goes to the restroom, he like even if he's just, you know, urinating, he's got to go in the back because he's taking the costume off.
Well, look, if you
Alan
saw Dark
sent me careening off a cliff thinking of that visual. Vader in a Dodger Stadium bathroom.
Got to arm up.
I think they have to provide him his own dressing room.
If you saw Vader taking a leak at Dodger Stadium, that kind of breaks the fourth
wall.
Yeah,
that doesn't exactly work.
Like, he's not nearly as scary.
I know
anymore.
That if you play Ronald McDonald for McDonald's, you're not allowed to break character. Like I've been on MC'd events where Ronald McDonald is there, and I'll say, "Hey man, how's it going? What's your name?" Ronald. Really? Yes.
Ronald J. McDonald.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mrs. Met had these kind of limitations though.
I
just got stiffed. That, not cool.
But the mascot thing, and we've all had the pleasure, shall we say, of interviewing one of these mascots at one point or the other. I interviewed at the Super Bowl one year, speaking of, the Burger King.
Okay,
the guy with the acrylic head.
That weird dude.
Yes, right? And so it's just got that giant grin that he's sitting there. And to your point, John, they don't say anything. So they're pretty good at doing like the charades thing with jokes.
Yeah.
But on the radio.
Not good for radio.
Not so great. It's a little challenging.
So back when Mason and I were doing the morning show on, we did the morning show. We called it the Triple Cast. We did it on Fox Sports West 2, which is now Prime Ticket. We were on 690 and we were on 1150 in LA.
Sure.
So we were in San Diego, we were in LA, and we were on TV. And we were sponsored by Carl's Jr. So they gave us the Happy Star costume. And every once in a while, we made Dave Singer put on the Happy Star costume and prance around the, you know, the set. And
for your amusement.
Right.
They weren't even on air. So
one time, Mason, I don't know, Singer did something stupid, and he had the costume on. So Mason, as a bit, punched him in the stomach. Singer went down hard. And he's like passed out on the ground in the feet up in the air in the Happy Star costume. And he's like, I'm serious, guys. I'm really hurt. And Mason goes, really? He goes, and Mason was taken to the Olympics. Mason was working for CBS Radio at the Olympics. He goes, Dave, we live for the Olympics in 3 days. I'll get a replacement if you can't get it. So he goes, no, wait, I can get up. And he stumbles up like a drunk.
Should have made him wear the Happy Star costume to Melbourne or wherever it was you guys are sitting.
Oh, it came
I guess
up.
It would have
Trust
been.
Me.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so are you a camping guy, Ireland Weir? These guys are making fun of me because I don't like camping, never went to camp.
Only do I not like camping, I'm very glad that I'm through that part of my life. And I would participate in glamping. Do you know what that is?
I do.
It's like the Ritz-Carlton sets up a climate control.
Yeah, but you guys, why not just go to the Ritz-Carlton?
You guys are misunderstanding. Camping and camp are not the same. Camp is a social thing you do with people that you either know or don't know at a place that is a campground.
When you were a kid, did you go to camp
when you were a kid?
Summer camp. Wooden camp, 4 years in a row.
See?
John Wooden camp.
Thank you. But that's not.
But you to play basketball.
Yeah.
Right. But
that's
not,
every day.
That's different.
I'm talking woods, sleeping bag, wallet making, archery, canoeing.
Cabin. Zero interest.
Wow. That's the right answer.
Yeah. I know. You just did it, right? Recently?
A little bit ago.
Took the dog up there.
Joshua Tree.
How many wallets did you make?
I'm not going anywhere.
Let's see appeal to ground. Seriously.
Have you ever been to Joshua Tree?
Yes. Couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Have you ever stayed overnight?
Yeah, but I was...
In an Airbnb or something like that?
No. I was in college with a bunch of my idiot friends, and we
That's a great time.
There was nothing else to do, so as soon as it got dark, we were bored out of our minds at 8:30, so everybody got hammered and passed out.
Oh, no, that's exactly what you do,
Yeah, you can do that all
But I can
long.
Do that at home.
It's
you
team
know?
It's team.
Why am I paying
events?
For a campsite?
Camp 710 would be hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
straight up.
We already lost
Not only
two
would
of
I
them.
Not
we
participate in Camp 710, I would send you guys some type of catered meal.
That's right.
Clean water. Zero interest.
Those
in
are the kind
camp
of things that
710.
Real fun when you actually get to camp because you realize you're isolated.
This is where, and I'm not trying.
And
to
by the way, I'm
you.
Guessing Sedano Trav is with us.
Good.
Yeah,
and Mace would be with us.
Mace would go with you guys.
But see, here's the disconnect. You guys are trying to it's fun.
It's where team building.
People like John and myself, and presumably Sedano. It's not. It's decidedly not fun for us.
Like
the idea of doing that sounds.
I would pay you not
anxious.
To go.
Yes,
to something like
this
that.
Is the only way I would do it would be with 7-10 people. Like I would not do this.
You
want to
do
family.
Like a group tug of war?
I don't even think I would do this with my friends.
What are we doing here?
To be honest,
this seems
get to know everybody a little better. Trust falls.
I'm good.
Some trust falls. What you know about trust falls?
Yeah, zero interest.
Chad's very passionate the other way on this one.
She knows.
The one thing you guys would like about it,
a little repelling.
You would like the barbecuing. You would like the drinking beers.
Got both
you would
of those
like none of those
back.
Things I can't do in my backyard.
Exactly. Well, the part that you guys wouldn't like is, okay, well, let's go home now. No. We're supposed to stay here. No. I'm ready to go home. That's the part.
I have a barbecue. I have a refrigerator.
Is there a DirecTV hookup at the campsite? That's what I'd like to know.
The guy who runs the food at every camp is always the craziest person there, by the way, just in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, zero interest.
So Taylor he went to the movies this weekend, and he was sitting, they saw the new Jordan Peele movie.
Nope.
Right. And so I thought you were saying nope. I wasn't going
to
see it.
That's why I like to say
that was quick.
No. Matter of fact, I would say Get Out was one of the biggest surprises of my life. I thought Get Out was one of the great movies ever made. I mean, if you've never seen it,
it's brilliant.
And the thing that was great about it was, on Mason's suggestion, I knew nothing about Get Out before I walked in.
That's the best thing for everyone.
Get Out,
right?
Is kind of a different movie, though, than Nope, from what I understand.
Like, yeah, but Get Out, if you've never seen Get Out, do yourself a favor and go see it.
Okay, so
it's not what you think it is.
A bunch of people saw the new movie, yeah.
And he's sitting there, and some guy that's sitting in the chair next to him, he does not know him, is explaining the movie to, was it his girlfriend, Taylor? Is that who it was?
He wanted her to be his girlfriend for sure. But
okay, so his suitor. Aspirational girlfriend.
Yeah, suitor.
And Taylor got up to the point where he moved his seat because the guy just wouldn't shut up throughout the entire movie. Do you say something in that moment like, hey, buddy?
I just move.
What day? This was the opening night?
No, it was last night.
Okay. When did it open? Last week?
Friday.
Friday.
So, it's opening weekend. That's a little annoying opening.
But he was guessing. I don't think he had seen it before.
Oh.
It's just okay. This is going to happen.
It's just he wouldn't shut up.
He was pretty good. I think he was a movie buff that was, you know.
But why do we have to share that in the middle? Like, if you want to go get a drink after and say, well, did you see what they did in this scene with this kid?
Yeah, one of the advantages of going on a date at the movies is you don't have to talk to her.
That's the whole point.
I'm not going to lie. When I go see Marvel movies now, I take my kid brother because he knows all the stuff. And I just tell him to tell me what's going on throughout the whole movie so I know who the characters are. Like, this is
okay, so you're that guy.
Yeah, longstanding trick that works. I mean, if she asked – I mean, the likelihood that she asked him to explain
was she asking?
Is possibly on the table. You know
she
what I mean?
Was like, kind of nervously laughing.
That could have been part of it.
She didn't want
this to be there. I haven't seen the movie, so I could be talking out of left field here, but I get the sense that's not, you don't need to know the backstory of Nope to enjoy it.
No. This guy probably just thinks he's really smart and likes the sound of his own
100%.
Voice. I'm guessing that's what that was. Yeah. No. I want to see it, though. I haven't seen it. My friend went to the premiere, so.
There hasn't been a movie since Top Gun where everybody in the studio kind of saw it at the same time.
Right.
Where we all kind of saw that movie in the same 4 or 5 day window. We haven't had a movie
and
like
that.
And
it didn't disappoint.
No.
Everybody.
Is Nope that movie? I don't know.
By the way, movie night at camp is always fun, too.
We do movie night.
You know, they, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they have movie theaters in cities.
Yeah.
And you can go walk right into the movie theater.
And you can sit inside.
And you can get a drink, and they'll bring you
what
snacks
the
and the whole
hell?
Thing. Yeah, you don't have to go sit in the woods.
Full bar at the campsite?
Oh, yeah.
Bring whatever you got. Half the fun is getting out
bourbon,
of the campsite
tequila.
To get to the adventure in the small town nearby to see what you can come up with and bring back to the camp.
I'm having trouble, and I'm being dead serious, coming up with something I would like less than this idea. Like, this is no. basically a this sounds like I'm being sent to a penitentiary.
Each show can get their own bunk.
No,
it
here's what
great.
It is. We're going to do two camps. You guys can go up to your woods. And
you guys
John
are going to be at a winery.
No, we'll go to Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach, Palm Springs. We'll play a little golf for a few days. We'll stay in a nice hotel, share a couple of nice bottles of wine. We'll have a wonderful
time. There it is.
Emily, how cool would that be, though, if each show had their own bunk?
I mean, it'd be amazing.
And so did you, cool and, but it, the way that, no, listen, no, listen.
Amazing for
I'm trying
who?
To, hold yeah. on. I'm trying to explain how this works. And the way that it works is that you're each bunk, you get stuff for beating the other bunks at whatever the activities are. So let's just say there were cash prizes involved.
I've worked
you
very hard
saying?
In my life, Clinton, to create a situation where if I want something, I can go buy it.
Right.
So I don't need.
How'd that work at the Mandy's Trav?
I don't need to go buy an extra bucket of M&Ms that we won in the softball competition.
I'm just saying.
Ice cream sundae.
Big
like
team
all
building.
These
big team building opportunity.
Yeah. Zero Sunday. Chance I'm attending. Yeah,
no,
zero.
No way. So I told Slee this earlier today.
Yeah.
Do the Dodgers kind of have that feel to you guys?
Well, you cannot turn them off. If you notice that, like they no matter how. Out of it they are. Like the other night where they gave it that grand slam to the Giants and then the Giants took the lead 6-5.
Roller coaster.
And it's in like the eighth inning and I'm like, yeah, well the Dodgers were due to lose one. They've been killing people. They've won like 17 of 19.
Yep.
And sure enough, Trace Thompson hits a triple. Mookie hits a 3-run homer.
Yep.
I mean, they just you cannot turn the game off.
They did that.
Bellinger
the grand slam the next day. But even roll it back a little bit further than that, when they were in St. Louis right before the break, they had two come-from-behind wins in that series. There comes a point, and
they've won 19 of 21.
It's crazy, but there's just that feeling where they're going – it's the exact opposite of the feeling you get when you turn on an Angel game. Where you're like, oh, they're going to lose. They're going to find a way to lose this game. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers find a way to win these games. And you either kind of have it in a season or you don't, and it really feels like they have it this season.
I would agree with that. They are in form. That is exactly what they are. And I do think there's something to be said, too, for – the All-Star game being here, you didn't really get out of rhythm. You didn't have to go anywhere. Nothing was sort of altered, and the streak continues in terms of how well that team is put together. I do think now everything we were complaining about 6 weeks ago in terms of injuries, in terms of like, well, we don't really know what we're getting at, and that's kind of gone. You know what I mean? This team is as consistent as we've seen them all season.
And they're missing a bunch of people.
Yep.
Mostly pitchers.
Yeah. Well, but think about it. Buehler was supposed to be the number one starter on this team. Mm-hmm. Chris Taylor was an everyday player mm-hmm. in a couple of different spots.
Trying to have him.
They've gotten nothing out of Muncy, nothing out of Bellinger, and they are just rolling people.
Their three best players are playing like it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get all three of those guys firing the way
Betts, Turner, Freeman.
Yep. Yeah. Those three guys at the top. I was watching it the other day, and I think Lux was batting. It was Bellinger. When Bellinger got on a walk or something, it's like, okay, whatever. But now all of a sudden, you're not going to get all three of those guys out. One of them is going to do something. If you get through it once, you're not getting through it a second time. They finally, to your point, Clinton, about them being informed,
yep.
They're not overachieving. They're just achieving what you'd expect them to do.
Good teams beat bad teams, and good teams find a way to win against better teams, too. And that's what the Dodgers have found a way to do. We were concerned that they were losing to bad teams, but.
Yeah, just don't play the Pirates or the Rockies.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't play the Pirates or the Rockies. No kidding. It's all good. Mason and Island coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bah! Hey, people, it is Monday, and thank God Clinton Yates answered his phone. Because who knows when Mason's working this summer. He's taken parts of, like, the next 10 weeks off.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told I was going to be here all week, and then it was going to be a couple days, and now we're back and forth, but I'm glad I'm here on a Monday.
Yeah, and glad to have you. Tons of stuff going
yes.
on. Tons. And let's start with this. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid against Juventus on Sunday. Am I saying that right?
Juventus.
On Saturday, July 30th. That's next Saturday. Visit SoccerChampionsTour.com. SoccerChampionsTour.com to get yours if you don't win them. But if you listen to us, listen to the entire show. I'm going to lie. At some point. Clinton, tomorrow you're going to lie.
I'm lying tomorrow. Today, the lie of the day is yours.
And you can win at 3:30. If you can identify my lie of the day, we'll give you a chance to see Real Madrid against Juventus this Saturday. And that's part of the Soccer Champions Tour. It features five clubs from all around the world, including Real Madrid, Juventus, Barcelona, Chivas, Guadalajara, and Club America. Did I get most of those right, Jorge?
All of them.
Okay.
Yep.
So we got that going for you. And it's a perfect day to have Clinton here because the Washington Nationals
once again
are in town. And the Dodgers are as hot as you can possibly be. They've won 19 of their last 21 games, and Juan Soto and the Nats come to Dodger Stadium tonight. Now, Clinton, of all my friends, you've seen Juan Soto play more than any of them.
Yeah.
The number one debate, the number one thing people are going to be talking about, and you know the Dodger fans are going to hit Soto with the future Dodger
yeah.
as soon as he takes the field tonight. I read somebody today say this could be, he's 23, he appears to have no weaknesses, that this could be the best midseason acquisition in the history of Major League Baseball. Is that hyperbole? How good is Soto?
He's extremely good, but what makes him good is as much a function of age, I think, as it is of anything, because he's so young. Greg was pointing out this stat to me earlier today. Can you repeat this, Greg? What exactly was the age stat you told me about Soto?
There is nobody on the Dodgers 40-man roster that is older than Juan Soto, except for two guys that are in
younger.
High A.
That are younger than Juan Soto,
except for two guys that are in high A ball.
And so the reason why that matters is because any investment in the player, John, immediately becomes an incredible long-term move. Now, he's got 2.5. He's got the rest of this year and 2 more years on his contract. So when you see him in the likes with names like Jimmy Fox or all these other guys, Ted Williams and so forth, on a list in terms of guys that have done things since he was young, you don't realize that you're getting him for what he's already done, and the guy is going to be another player in the league for assuming I'm just going to say 15 years. You know what I mean? It's a longevity play with him that I think makes it a necessity for the Dodgers to get involved in ways that they might not necessarily if it was just another guy.
So this is interesting. MLB.com pulled 17 random front office execs. 8 of the 17 says Soto is going to the Padres. 7 said the Dodgers. So 15 of the 17 said either Padres or Dodgers. There's a part of me, and I think I'm probably worn down by the NBA stuff with Westbrook and Durant and Kyrie. There's a part of me, Clinton, that says they don't have to trade Soto. Are they gonna for sure?
They might, but the reason why they would is almost unrelated to baseball because the Nats are selling. They're a franchise that is literally the learners selling their team. And so if you trade your best player, that actually affects the value of the franchise. And there's no guarantee you're going to get anybody back. So it's kind of a weird situation. This is not just a guy who wants to maybe go somewhere else who can be wooed by a team or a market or a fan base straight up. That's not what's going on at all. There are 3 or 4 steps that have to happen before he even gets on the block. And half the reason why I think the Dodgers need to pursue him, and Greg and I were talking about this earlier as well, is because they don't want the Padres to get him. You know what I mean? And if you're in an operation in which you can have that kind of, let's just say, flexibility in what you do, that's a pretty good place to be for the Dodgers.
Greg, I don't care how many minor leaguers they give them. I really don't. I mean, I've seen the Dodgers do this over and over. You know, every year, Clinton, the Dodgers go out and get Yu Darvish, Manny Machado, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner. Every year Andrew Friedman's been here, he's gone out and brought in people. And, Greg, every year he sends packages of minor leaguers, and very rarely do we get burned. Do you have – if I told you they're taking 5 minor leaguers and they're all in our top 25, do you care?
Not in the slightest. You can give them the top 5.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That's where the age thing comes into play.
Just because I think that there's so many guys in baseball that never, I mean, you cover baseball a lot, that never make it.
Right.
That if you've got a guy like Soto, who you know is going to be in the major leagues for the next 10 to 15 years, and you're giving them 5 guys who you aren't sure are going to be in the major leagues at all, why not?
That's why he might not get traded. And that's ultimately where the value comes in for him, is because ultimately, packages of players are not the same as a tried and trusted value guy like Soto. He's a star in this league, well beyond production. This is not a Mike Trout situation. You know what I mean? People know Soto's personality. They know what he's like. They know the sound of his voice. It is not a scenario where he's just putting up numbers. You're getting something more than just a baseball player with him, and that's why for the Nats, it's a very tricky proposition. Would I buy a Nationals team or any baseball team that once had Juan Soto that no longer does? I don't know. So that's going to play into the fact of whether or not they can get him at all.
So all of this is under the guise of, should the Dodgers do anything? I mean, it's the old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You make a good point that you're almost playing defense here to try and keep him from going to the Padres. But do you even want to break up the Dodgers at all? There's so much feel-good stuff going on at Dodger Stadium. Yesterday, for example, Trace Thompson, who, of course, I know well because he's Michael's youngest son, and Trace was languishing in the minors, all right, just trying to find a club to stick with. And yesterday he hits 2 doubles. He makes a catch where he goes flying over the wall in left field and snags it in. I mean, he's made an impact immediately. And even yesterday, Clay was there. This is what it sounded like in the 8th inning when Trace hit a double. Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser on the call.
Driven to right center field, tags the gap. Coming to life again here in the second. One score, 3-0. He takes the lead and Clay loves it. One brother on the field, another one in the stands. One hurts the Giants with his bat. The other hurts the Giants with his cheering right behind the dugout. It's dance cam time.
All right, so in case you couldn't follow that, Clay was sitting right behind the Dodger dugout, and when Trace hit that double, he just started dancing.
He went nuts, yeah.
Started going crazy. Michael wasn't there. Michael flew to the Bahamas today, but Julie, Michael's wife, was there. Clay was there. Mikey was there, their other brother. And Clay's just having the time of his life, and he's like one of 7 or 8 Dodgers who you wouldn't expect to be contributing that is. And so when you've won 19 to 21, obviously a lot of things are going right. But, Clinton, there is some argument to be made that you may not want to do anything because they're so good right now.
The only reason you do something is because of the current contract situation. You get not one, not two, but 3 potential playoffs with Juan Soto if you get him this August. I don't know anybody in the South Bay that does not want to have Juan Soto over Trace Thompson in right field as much as we love Trace. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's the thing. Three postseasons gives you a real reason to go after this guy.
Does Soto play right for the Nats?
He can. He does often.
Because he'd have to play left with us. Because you're not moving Mookie out of right.
Left, but yeah, I mean, he plays in the outfield. He's a corner guy.
And then that outfield, assuming you hang on to Bellinger, but you could always put Chris Taylor in center. Trey Turner's played center. I don't know if they're keeping Trey, but there are. And by the way, the fact that Trey Turner's contract is up in the air is another reason why you might go to Soto, because if Trey leaves, then you just slide Soto right into that spot.
Exactly. And I don't think that we need to be in the business in baseball in general either of every time a guy comes up, you think you got to sign him for 10 or 12 years. Like, there's nothing wrong with a 5 to 6 year contract, especially with a guy that young. And you don't know if it's going to, you know, I mean, in terms of after he would be up for another deal. Like, I don't, you don't need to worry about 15 years from now. You need to worry about the next five. And I think if the Dodgers are really, really into it, there's a reason to make that move for sure.
All right. So I'm glad you're here, because another thing that came up involving your team.
Okay.
Is the dreaded unwritten rules of baseball. It happened over the weekend. I'll explain it next. I think most unwritten rules in baseball are stupid, and I will explain why. Next, Clinton Yates in for Mace. I'm John Ireland, Mason in Ireland.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, so I mentioned that there's a bunch of unwritten rules in baseball, stuff you're not supposed to do, but it really isn't illegal.
Yeah.
And one of these things popped up over the weekend with your team. The Nationals are in town tonight to take on the Dodgers. A lot of it will be focused around Juan Soto. We'll talk about a lot today. By the way, the trade deadline is a week from tomorrow, August 2nd.
Okay.
Next Tuesday is August 2nd. So if Soto is going to get traded, it's going to be within the next week. So it's interesting that he just happens to be here. And, of course, he flew in here for the All-Star game.
Right.
They made him – it was well documented. They made him fly commercial. Most athletes, most All-Stars get flown private. He turned down the Nationals' big contract offer. Yeah. Nationals said, you go fly yourself. He got in at 1 in the morning and then won the home run derby. Were you there for the home run derby?
I was, and he was having fun with all his friends, and it was more than just baseball. I mean, he looked like he was having a blast. Trey's out there, and it's like, oh, right. Some people can play baseball in more fun places and do more, you know, exciting things. I think that this trip is one thing. That All-Star trip is probably what's going to be what wooed him effectively if he ends up being in L.A.
Okay, so over the weekend, the Nationals were in Phoenix taking on the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
And Madison Bumgarner, who's one of the, you know, probably a Hall of Famer, one of the great pitchers of his era, was part of three Giants World Series teams, won World Series MVP 1 year. He's at the end of his career. He's now pitching for the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor Robles, who's a good young player for the Nationals, hit a home run off of Bumgarner. Now, Bumgarner played well, pitched 8 innings, had 11 strikeouts. The D-backs won the game easily 7-2. But when Robles hit his homer off of Bumgarner in late in that game, he stood for a second and admired it a little bit. Not anything too outrageous. He didn't do like a giant bat flip or anything. He just posed and then jogged slowly around the bases.
Yeah.
And, of course, because baseball has all these stupid unwritten rules, Bumgarner got on Robles after the game. Here's Bumgarner.
What did you think of Robles' reaction to that home run?
He's a clown. Golly, no shame. No shame. Like, it's 7-1. You hear third homer of the year, you act like Barry Bonds breaking the record. Clean it up. I don't care about giving up the run. Nobody, I mean, hell, we won 7-2, 8-2, whatever it was. It's frustrating. I'm the old grumpy guy, I know, but that type of stuff didn't used to happen. Now that's ridiculous.
All right, first of all, it did used to happen. It's been happening forever. And second of all, Clinton, let's call this what it is. These are the last place Nationals playing the last place D-backs in a meaningless game. Victor Robles is a young player. He just hit a home run off a guy on his way to the Hall of Fame. What is Madison Bumgarner doing?
I mean, Bumgarner's always been a major league red ass, for lack of a better term. Crank. I mean, like, yeah, he's a crank of the highest order. And so, I don't know, man. I think, and honestly, I hate to keep relating things back to All-Star Week, but I feel like we're at a point with baseball now where guys like Bumgarner are not taken seriously. Like, nobody's thinking of, I mean, if you play that clip back where he says, I guess I'm the old guy, that didn't used to happen anymore. That could be a dude talking about anything in America.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And he just sounds
get
like
off
some,
my lawn
exactly.
guy.
And you're kind of like, really, Bumgarner? You're still doing this? You're fighting this fight? I think it's kind of embarrassing for Madison at this point because you're right. He is going into the Hall of Fame, but it's just like, dude, you sounded more and more like Goose Gossage every day,
right.
And you don't want to be on that side of anything because it's just lame at this stage. You
and
know?
Bergman, wasn't Bumgarner, when he was pitching for the Giants, the guy that yelled at Max Muncy?
Yes. All the time, that guy
for,
was
out of the ocean.
For, yeah, and Muncy's comment was, hey, if you don't like it, go get it out
right.
of the ocean, which was a perfect response. I've never understood people that don't want to celebrate in sports. It makes no sense. It's sports. When I was in high school, I played on a really good high school team, but we got boat raced mm-hmm. once. And I threw in a half quarter at the end of the third quarter. Okay. Went
yep.
in. We're down by 20. Crowd went crazy. I went nuts. Blah, blah, blah. If I did that apparently in front of Madison Bumgarner, it would be, hey, what are you doing? You're down by 20. Show some class. I was so glad that Victor Robles came out on Sunday. That happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did on Sunday?
Yeah,
he came out wearing a clown nose.
That was pretty funny. That's
exactly how he should respond.
As far as retaliations go, that's about as good as it gets. You know what I'm saying? And a reminder, the reason why this kind of stuff sucks from guys that are on the mound is not necessarily just because of their attitudes. It's because it leads to people throwing at people's heads. And you don't want that. You know what I mean? That should never be justified. And Bumgarner's the kind of guy that I'll bet thinks that somebody should get earholed for something like that, which is dangerous and stupid.
Right. I've never understood that.
No.
I would never intentionally throw at a player. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, I
agree. Right. So I've got another one of these get off my lawn old guy things.
Okay.
And tell me if this is something or nothing. So, again, over the weekend, there was Nick Castellanos, who was a really good player in Cincinnati for a lot of years, has since moved on. Now he's in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Philly's maybe the most underachieving team in the league this year. They spent a ton of money. They've got the highest payroll they've ever had.
Yep.
They ended up firing their manager, Joe Girardi. And so Castellanos hasn't been hitting. And when Philadelphia's fans, Clinton, I know this, I say it all the time, are the most direct an honest fan base in the world. They booed Mike Schmidt, who's the greatest third baseman in the
Michael
history
Jack
of the game.
Michael Jack Schmidt, great mustache.
They booed Santa Claus. They'll boo anybody. So Castellanos came to the plate. He got booed. And afterwards, a Philadelphia reporter in the locker room asked Castellanos about it, and it did not go well.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and they played in the game there?
No, man, I lost my hearing.
So you didn't hear it.
Come on, man. That's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that for him? Anybody? Yeah, man. That's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer
all right,
it.
All right, I did
all
answer
right.
it.
All right.
The answer
should
we
be able
the
to
answer.
Handle a stupid
we got
question.
The, we got the answer.
That doesn't mean
it.
That I can't say that it's a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's
of
a legit
course,
question.
If I heard the booze, is that's a rhetorical question. Of course it's a stupid question.
Did you
question.
Hear the booze?
That's a stupid question.
We got the answer. We're good. Thanks, guys. We're
you
good.
You
right.
should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
Obviously, he can hear
did
the
Did you
booze.
Hear the boo? Clint, you go up
you
to it. You're 0 for your last 20. Okay, and I walk up to you after the game and I say, Clinton, did you hear the boos when you came to the plate?
There's a real reason here. There's a real issue here, John, and you know this from being in these situations. These two guys obviously don't like each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you antagonize somebody with a question that's so basic and giving them the reason to like, you're not supposed to ask yes or no questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the first rule in journalism because you don't get anything from that. I actually applaud Castellanos for saying that because it is a dumb question. If the place was deafening with boos, obviously he heard them. The question he doesn't want to ask him is, and this reporter, who I don't know who this is, clearly doesn't have the courage to ask him was, how did the boos make you feel? And
right.
That's what he's getting at, but doesn't have the stones to ask. Props to Nick for blowing him up. For sure.
Bergman, what do you think? Dumb question or not?
I mean, yeah, it was a dumb question, but I don't think there was any problem asking the question. Who cares?
Did you hear the boos when you walked out?
I did. I heard every single one of those
at the 710
boos. I went to every person. I said, hey, you booed me.
Bergman, take over. I'll be Castellanos. You be the reporter. Go ahead.
Okay, so did you hear the boos last night?
Yes.
What did you think of them?
Obviously, don't like it. Nobody likes to be booed, but we play in Philadelphia. You know, these fans are honest. They booed Allen Iverson. They booed Santa Claus. They booed Mike Schmidt. I'm not bigger than any of those guys. So maybe if I start hitting, they'll stop booing.
How do you expect
Nick Castellanos to have a, like, encyclopedic knowledge of former Philadelphia athletes?
I don't. Everybody knows that Philadelphia is a bunch of cranks.
That's why it's a ridiculous question. This is my point exactly. Doesn't make sense to me. Who is that person? Do we know who that was? You notice how soft the guy's tone was too? Do you hear the boos, Nick? Did you hear the boos?
And by the way, the PR guy,
step up and ask a question.
And I know he's just doing his job, but the PR guy went in there when it started to get, as you used a good word, testy.
Yeah.
Step then goes, okay, we're done. Unless it gets physical, why break it up? We're looking for entertainment here.
People have relationships to maintain, and I need to watch this video because, oh, here we go. All right.
Yeah, and it was an older reporter, and I just think Castellanos could have handled it better. Was it a stupid question? Probably. To your point, he could have asked it more direct, and he could have used better wording. But the player, it only becomes an issue if the player gets antagonistic.
I don't think this is antagonistic, though. I don't think this is antagonistic. I am of the opinion that you can raise the level of play of everybody, and you don't have to be nice about it. See, this wasn't even close to getting physical. Castellanos has his hands behind his back.
Why'd the PR guy break it up?
I think because he just doesn't like the attitude this guy's portraying, which is fair. Again, yeah. I know I'm a journalist, and all everybody wants to defend all the rights of the press. A lot of people ask a lot of stupid questions. This happens regularly on the job, and this is one of them.
One thing that athletes most know, but not all do, is you control the narrative. No matter what the reporter's trying to ask you, you can spin it towards you or away from you. Castellanos, by doing what he did, when's the last time we talked about the Phillies in something happened in their locker room?
Never.
Yeah, I mean, Castellanos made this a story.
Okay, I'm seeing the video now. The person who, no. See, did you watch this full video?
Yeah.
The reporter is the one who gets in Castellanos' face, and that's why the PR guy jumps in. He pulls his mask down, gets closer to him to clearly indicate he didn't like what he was doing, and that's when the PR guy jumped in. Yeah, this is irresponsible and unnecessary.
Okay.
Oh, they have a ping pong table in there. See, we gotta get. Do you not agree? We should get a ping pong table or like a foosball table in studio. John?
I would vote foosball ahead of ping pong. How about you,
Amanda? What would you do? What would you vote for?
My vote is for ping pong.
Ahead of foosball?
Yes.
Why?
My parents have a foosball table. It's all right.
You don't play?
I mean, I'll play it. But
I feel like we could do some combo of both. There's space. Where would we put a ping pong table? That's the other issue. It's a larger footprint.
Way too big.
Yeah, a foosball table, Amanda, we could put right there in
the
lobby.
Well, that's true.
Or we could put it in the bullpen.
Yeah. It would fit better, yes, in the lobby. You are correct.
I think we should do that then.
Yeah, why don't we ask GKB to take care of that for us?
Listen, somebody.
Maybe we can get a sales deal out of it.
Listen.
Is there a foosball company out there?
I am available.
Foosball.com.
I have a ping pong table that I would probably be willing to donate, but I think it's too big.
But it folds up. We just have to. Does it fold up?
Yep.
Yeah, and then you just fold it down when you want to play.
I also feel like foosball is a little bit more tenable to the radio station. Like, ping pong can get kind of active. You don't necessarily want people injuring themselves.
Well, people might get hurt.
You know what I'm saying? People like to get hurt doing things around here.
That's true.
Do you really think Mason can get hurt playing foosball?
Yes.
Foosball? Oh, bro, you take a stick to the junk?
He can get hurt walking.
That happens all the time, yo.
Yeah, Mason is the world's most uncoordinated person. I mean, like, literally. If you watch that mace plant.
I've seen it. I saw it in full 3D at the what's it called, the softball game.
There was no he likes to claim he was pushed. There was no one else involved.
No,
It was just him being a clutch.
That was one of the ugliest foul falls I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
Not even close.
Coming up, we'll spin the wheel of questions. Clinton in for Mace. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's see what we got. Okay. This is good.
What do we got?
Would you rather have a shoe or an award named after you? In other words, this would be the Nike Clinton Yates Zoom 2 or the Clinton Yates Six Man of the Year Award.
I mean, presumably, if it was the shoe, I'd be making monies from the shoe.
Right.
Therefore, I'll take the shoe. I don't need, like, who do you think, like, who do we think Oscar is? Like, whoever Oscar is, as in the Academy Awards.
Right. No, but it would be more like the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
What's that getting me?
Clinton Yates Man of the Year. Well, it gets you
nothing.
Fame in perpetuity. I mean, it'd be around long after you're gone.
Exactly. Long after I'm gone is not what I'm working for.
The shoe wouldn't be. Jorge, you want a shoe named after you or an award?
Shoe.
You went to.
Yeah, you can
Even though it's temporary, like.
If I wanted something named after
me. Like John McEnroe had shoes named after him. Nobody's buying them anymore.
If I had something named after me long ago, it would be like a high school or a library. It would not be an award.
Are you Greg, shoe or an award?
Look, man, nobody's buying Air Bergmans. So let's go. I'm going to go with the award. And by the way, little known fact, the Oscar statue is modeled after. The Oscar's real name is Emilio, and it's indigenous. Sidney Skolsky, a writer from Los Angeles, also claimed to be the creator of the well-known moniker.
Nice. My point is, nobody knows who that is. Amanda, shoe or award?
You don't know Sidney Skolsky?
No, or not
Emilio?
Familiar with his work.
Emilio!
No, not really.
You guys haven't touched on the thing I'd want.
What's that?
Airport.
Airport's a good one.
If you can get an airport named after you, that's when you know you're a really big deal. Like down in Orange County, John Wayne has the airport named after him.
They called the one in Louisville after
Ali. Where do you fly into? JFK? Everybody knows immediately. That cements your legacy.
But that also means you're definitely dead. There's that too. So, yeah, nobody's dead. I mean, like, really hard to get a decent airport named after you when you're living.
Doesn't Ronaldo have an airport named after him in Portugal?
I don't know.
I think he does.
So, by the way, I keep getting texts from Emily about adult camps around California.
Yeah, would you drop this?
Yeah.
No one is going.
I think this is a fantastic idea.
I'm in.
Amanda, I will literally quit before I would ever go to 7-10
camps. That's all it takes
that's
to get
it.
You to quit?
It's not about that. It's about the fact that, like, this would actually be interesting if we did this. Clearly, you're not in.
It's also
Travis
like
is not
bonding.
In. I'm guessing Sedano's not in.
And that's it. I think everybody else at the station would do this.
Like, Cap is in.
For a day and a night, if we found a camp to go to and we did, let's just say, Amanda, did you go to camp?
Yes, I did go to camp.
You went to camp at least once. So we could do, like, daytime activities, nighttime show, maybe one day for other activities, outdoor activities, then we leave.
Yeah.
Briones, you're not in on this?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday?
I've done it twice, yeah.
Kind of thing? John is way out.
So out.
My nephew's at camp right now. The stuff that these kids do is insane.
What do they do?
So they do paintballing.
See? I do that.
They do, like, rope climbing.
Rope in.
They do, I'm trying to think, there's so much stuff that they do.
They probably got a little pickleball going.
Yeah, John, you don't want to play paintball?
No.
You can shoot me.
No, if I can leave when the paintball's over, then I'm in.
Okay, but
you're bougie.
Yeah. No, do you think? You think, but by the way, this is going to be.
That's why you live behind the gates.
Yeah,
in
this is going to be my answer to anything like this.
Okay.
I'll go if Michael goes.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like Michael would be, he might not spend the night, but Mike could do a day camp. I bet you he could. If he was in charge of something that he liked.
You know what he'll say?
If we sent a car for him.
Yeah, but I'm saying if
and we put some nuts and champagne.
The
in
buy-in
it,
is that
there.
You get to do something you like at the camp. So, for example, if you like, I don't know, water skiing, you run the water skiing setup and people come to you to do that. This.
What do you think Michael would like?
I'm thinking something along the water line. I mean, you know,
well,
Bahamian. Yeah, you know,
yeah, but it'd have to involve coconuts.
Yeah, probably. No, that. Michael's like me. He likes the comforts of luxury. He doesn't camping. Is Michael do not? Michael's never been camping in his life.
You keep using camping. It's not about camping. It's camp. They're two totally separate things.
True.
You're at a camp.
I've done both.
Doing something. It's not camping. That's not even close to what it is. It's a group experience where you get to do fun activities. I could see him running like a coconut stand where you chop the coconuts with
you
Michael.
Chop the coconuts.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where everybody goes.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
He ain't doing it.
That'd be fun. What else? Do you think listeners would need to be involved, Amanda?
I like the idea of listeners being involved at Camp 710.
Camp 710 is something that's going to happen.
Yeah. I think we need to make this a reality next year or, I mean, you know, at some point in the next year.
I'm totally in.
Let's make this happen, honestly.
I think that you will have limited participation, but I will not rain on your parade.
It's fine. I just, it literally came up, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, because we were talking about all the different activities we've done as a station.
Yeah.
Softball game, Mandy's, and people are constantly
John,
hitting us up.
John, what if we had something for you that involved wine tasting?
Zero. Well, I'm not a big wine guy.
Whiskey tasting.
Whiskey tasting?
Yeah, no interest.
No
literally.
Interest. Oh, I'll do it with you,
in
though.
Camp. No interest in going to camp.
The campfire.
Is this campfire music?
We can make s'mores.
This is campfire. This is a.
We could sing Kumbaya.
Tell stories.
You can hear the campfire.
Tell stories about our first loves.
Go on a hike
the ones that
the
got
stars.
Away.
go on a hike beneath the stars.
I mean, this is what you do at camp. You know,
hunt for bears.
If we had a camp with an active like,
you don't hunt for bears.
Washing
you.
Like, if there was a situation where we could shower, like within reason, and not like you know, under some outdoor thing like you're at the beach. I think a lot of people would do this. A lot of people would
I
do
agree.
This. Emily said she'd do some of this even now.
Put up a poll.
Will you attempt camp? Attend?
Would
camp
you
710?
Attend Camp 710? Yes. I could see it. You know what I could see it being? Like a legit weekend. Like you get there on Friday night. There's a welcome party. Saturday you do everything. There's a big meal on and then Sunday you kind of it's kind of your getaway day.
Now, Ireland, what if we send a helicopter for you? It's like in and out. You only have to be there for like 4 hours.
If I only had to be there for 4 hours, I might do it.
You can make an appearance.
Yeah,
at Camp
710. An appearance. Like, yeah.
Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything. No.
All right. But I think
you could be a lifeguard.
I was a lifeguard.
That's
one
what I'm
summer.
Saying. Yeah. That's what my point is.
Yeah, but it was at a pool at a ritzy place.
Oh,
so there
shocker.
You go.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Very
well. So that's all there is to that. But no, I think this is one of the worst ideas anyone's ever come up with.
All right, well, there's a poll up now. If you go to my Twitter at Bergman Greg, would you attend Camp 710 with all the hosts and producers? Absolutely or no way in hell.
Okay. This is some intense campfire.
I think people
sound.
Would attend.
Well,
I think they would too.
Yes.
I think it would actually be a mega hit. To be honest.
I think it would.
Yeah, because of my other job, I have very few weekends.
Oh, excuses. Here come the excuses.
No, I don't care if they sound like excuses at all. If I didn't have my other job, I wouldn't go to camp.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't. It's just not, I make Travis. It has zero interest. I've made enough money in life where I can pay
Trav,
not to go to this thing.
If we got Trav drunk enough, he'd go, trust me.
Yeah.
We could put him on a bus and he'd have no idea where he was going and get there, just keep him drunk the
oh,
whole
the
time.
Oh, the bus,
and he'd
the
be
bus
fine.
There
the
would
bus
be
ride.
Half the fun.
Yep.
Get a big charter.
Oh, my God. I cannot think of anything I'd rather do less.
You do it every week with the Lakers. You all pile onto the same plane and go all over the country.
Right. But those are, you know what those are. We go, we land, they pick us up in a luxury bus and pull right to the back of the ritzy hotel.
I get it. But
if that's the trip, then I'm in.
I do think Mace would be in bringing all of the gummies for certain. That would be a part of the activity. Oh, this could be fun.
All right, we'll stay tuned. We'll see if this ever happens. If it does, it's been nice working with all you people.
By the way, right now it's at 100% absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
one
you,
vote.
You guys
sure.
go do your thing.
It was two. It was two votes.
Yeah. When you go camping, Travis and I will go to Pebble Beach.
Nice.
How's that? That's Travis and I's idea of camping. Camping in Monterey. That's
okay.
That's where we want to go. All right, coming up next. Is Kevin Durant going to the Celtics? And there is talk that there are teams interested in Russell Westbrook that we haven't heard about before. And I'm wondering if it's something or nothing. We'll get into that next. Clinton in for Mace. I'm John Ireland. Mason in Ireland. ESPN LA.